The Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. Now the Bryce Wilson Show with our host, Bryce Wilson.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning, Robin and John.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you got your Braves shirt on, your Braves soccer shirt.
Got the Braves soccer shirt. It's one of our throwback ones. I think I got this about 10 years ago, so I threw back to 10 years ago.
Oh, this is throwback.
Yeah, throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see our athlete of the week, she's got like a dress from the 60s, I think. Her teacher was dressed up. I went into the classroom to pick her up and bring her down to the station, and the whole class was dressed up. They all looked like the 60s. It was fantastic.
So it's not school-wide, though.
It is.
It is.
It is. But they obviously had a challenge in that class because that class participation was probably 90%.
Wow.
Yeah. And the teacher had a dress that it clearly was, I would say, 70s. Mom had sewn it for her to take to a dress or a party or something.
Wow. Let's run down the whole homecoming week.
Yeah, the homecoming week. I mean, if you're on the parade, was last night.
Yeah. Boy, those new band uniforms are sharp.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw actually the Glacier Band, he was down here, instructor, and he was going, oh my God, those band uniforms look great. So it only took us 50 years to replace the old ones. So we got those on, and I got to stay up at Market Street, what's a new crosswalk on Main.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stand up there in direct traffic to make sure we could have that thing. So, everybody was very courteous for the most part. Maybe it's just because the elderly gentleman myself was directing them in traffic. So anyway, it was good. We had 29 floats.
Wow.
So it was a big parade yesterday. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was great. And then Tuesday night we had flag football across town with Glacier. And Monday night, I don't think any activities Monday night. The week has blended into everything here. Because today we have crosstown soccer with Glacier down at Legends, and that's going to be from 2 o'clock till 10. And then we also host the Hellgate Knights in volleyball. So that's all happening. And then Friday we've got the big game, homecoming game against Butte. 6 o'clock kickoff time, making sure everybody knows that. A little bit of a change, and it is, it goes back to busing issues.
Yeah.
They got to get back before two in the night, 2 a.m. And it's all because those transportation companies, you're not trying to drive between 2 and 6 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that everybody?
Really, across the state, for the most part, that is true.
So that'll include our buses too.
Yeah, our buses too. So a lot of times when we're going away, we truly try to manage that. When we go over, they are like, hey, this is not okay. you're going to lose us because we can't do it.
And is it a moratorium on 2 to 6, or is just the rest time or something?
It's more of this, the moratorium, the 2 to 6 just being some of the, I think.
Is that the state?
I'm not sure where it's come. The transportation companies themselves have just kind of said, we're not willing to drive in those hours anymore. So, you know, like when you go down to Billings, it's definitely now you're staying overnight.
Yeah.
And then you get up in the morning and drive back.
Well, that would include just about everything this side of Butte.
Yeah, you know, so we can get everything from Butte this way. Anything that goes past that, you really are looking at some creativeness. When we went to Bozeman last year, we went down really early, parked the bus. I actually rented a bus from Bozeman to take our kids to go get some food, and then 8 hours went by. The parked bus could then bring us back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's some creative ways to do it, but still challenging, especially Bozeman challenging. We're going to have to look at moving those times up.
You have to be careful of those double overtimes.
Yeah.
I mean, on the field.
On the field, because you can't get back then. Yeah, and that's the other thing is we try to make sure the food's delivered so we get on the bus, come straight back. But that's the challenges of it.
Boy.
So
anyway, Friday night, the Butte Bulldogs in town.
Yep, Butte Bulldogs.
Nasty guys from Butte.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, so what history, really, when you look at some of the great pictures in the trophy room, they're of Flathead and Butte. I mean, there's some great photos from the 1950s when we won the state championship. Mm-hmm. You can see, you know, I think it's Tommy Little running, and there's some guy from Butte chasing him and he's throwing his hands up in the air because he can't catch him. And,
Tommy Little?
Yep, can't catch him. So it's some fun stuff there, yeah. And so a lot of things happening. Of course, can't forget the homecoming dance.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be on Saturday from 8:30 to 11. And then the other thing that, you know, this whole week, here's a little bit of history. You know, last year was the first year in like 36 years that we had had a dance crew back, a dance team. And they're calling themselves the Arrowettes. And they will be performing again at homecoming.
Really?
Yeah. All so right. She's got them playing again this year. And I think we'll stick around. She's been really developing that group. And then Saturday, our cross-country team gets to go down to Mountain West, which is a huge tournament down there. So that'll be a good day for them for cross-country. And then the big thing that, you know, this already we're talking about, homecoming week, but it's divisional golf. We're talking about playoffs already.
Yeah, we better take a look at the weather.
Ah, it's turning, isn't it? It's turning.
Yeah, they'll have to play a little snow golf if we're not careful.
Yeah, they have had to do that. They did it in Butte for divisionals two or three years ago.
Orange ball or something to make it easier.
Hey, if you're from Flathead, it's a good thing to use orange, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so they're down in Helena. They were down there yesterday and today, and then they will be in Billings next week for state golf. So that's all week they're going to be basically gone for that wonderful tournament.
Wow.
So that's kind of the thing. Next week, then the championship in flag football will happen. So it's the fall seasons are solidly halfway through almost every one of them, and some we're wrapping up and we're doing playoffs.
How do we handle the academics during these longer trips?
It's not easy. You know, the golf, we've had 4.0, and I think of it particularly, there's several kids on that team. There's some 4.0 students. And during golf season, they struggle because you're gone so much, and there's so much to being in the classroom, especially with some of those IB curriculums where they have discussion and dialogue, and they have that critical thinking of, you know, how does this apply to it? You have to kind of do it on your own, and it's just not the same. So they get the assignments. Obviously, they have a long bus ride, so you can do some of it on the bus ride. But they will likely, when they come back after that state, they'll have some couple weeks of homework to kind of catch up on.
Yeah,
it's not easy, especially the golf team. I really feel bad for them because you're golfing on the weekdays every week. Mm-hmm. So you're gone at least 2 days a week.
Now, what about, you know, during COVID, we were in class for the most part, but there was a spate of time where it was online or Zoom. Is there a potential for recording?
So a lot of the teachers have everything on what they call Google Classroom.
Okay.
And so they, you know, I'm going to post this to Google Classroom. You can get it there. You can fill it out.
So a golfer could.
They could submit it online.
If they wanted to.
Yeah. And if the teacher, in some classes, it lends itself more to that than others. Yeah.
I was thinking more to get caught up on discussions you missed and that kind of a thing.
Yeah. So it's a possibility, but it's still just challenging when you're gone and you're focused on your golf game. And, you know, during the golf tournament, you know, it's 4 hours on the tournament. Then, but everything the travel time and the getting everything out of your routine and everything else, it's challenging. Like I said, we've had some 4.0s that have gone on golf team, and they were struggling during the season, and then they would, after the season, kind of get caught up, if you will.
Well, we used to have an issue with tennis with IB.
Yeah, you know, we finally got that moved back so that there's only 1 week of conflict, which is definitely a big improvement. And yeah, that's a challenge with activities and school, and especially IB, because they're kind of like two ships in the night that are neither one want to move for the other. So it's a tough deal.
Yeah.
So it's a busy week, though. A lot of spirit, though, John. You know, the dress-up days have been great. You know, you had Movie Monday. Twin Tuesday. Yesterday we had Color Wars because we had our assembly yesterday as well. So we had all that royalty in the place. Mm-hmm. And then today is Throwback Thursday we talked about. And tomorrow is Jersey Swap Friday. Ah. So if you're a basketball player and you wanted to swap with the volleyball player, you swap jerseys.
Oh, okay.
Mm, okay.
So yeah, that should be interesting.
I'm not sure anybody would want to wear my football jersey.
Yeah, I don't.
My practice jersey.
Especially the practice jerseys. Yeah. Definitely not mine. I know that. Yeah. So, but yeah, and again, you know, I'm going to go back to just one last thing, John, and the assembly. So we had the assembly yesterday. It was 9:30 in the morning, and participation from the student sections was fantastic. They, you know, we had 21 candidates of royalty, so 42, and 21 boys and 21 girls. And every one of them, you know, when they're introduced, their whole all the sections applauded and were enthusiastic and mm-hmm. supportive of each other. And it just was great to see that. It was very fun to see how our kids support each other on those things. So
cool.
I mean, it's been a good year, and it's good to see. I guess it kind of comes back to that Brave mentoring and all the things that I see. A great group of kids, and I just am very excited to have them around.
All right, good.
So,
yeah, I've because of the construction, I've been driving by the school every morning and every night, and it just amazes me what a nice campus it is.
Yeah, you know, we continually try to keep it as nice as we can.
And I'm just as I drive around a little bit, I remember a lot more grass when I was there.
Yeah, that is the one thing that has shrunk, is definitely the fields of grass around the high school. And that's the challenging thing. You know, I always say we're the community school when it comes to outside sports because we really have to go to the community, and we rely on the community to be able to play those sports. So thank you, community.
Remember my first trip back after I'd gone into military. And I'd been gone about a year, and I came back, and all of a sudden, they're on 6th Street. There was no grass anymore. There was a library.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting just that you know, really the footprint there and how it didn't have more fields around it at some point, but it never did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at what you've done.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful inside, you know, the renovation of, you know, in 2019 when we opened up the new doors and with the new gym and everything else. You know, you get people in there that have graduated even 10 years ago now. I took a tour with the class of 2013, and they were just amazed at, you know, the half floors are no longer and what was done with that bond. And again, you know, that's a different thing, but the bond passed and it was able to build all those things. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people get out and vote for the levy.
Now, originally, it was Flathead Union High School.
No, Flathead
County.
County High School.
Flathead County High School.
Yeah, yep. Flathead County.
Okay, because this was my wife's mother going way back. And I wondered, how old is the school exactly?
So, you go back to all of the research and things, I believe the first class was 1896.
So did Conrad Burns have his fingerprint on this? Got to have some place to send the kids.
Yeah, so it was a class of three, I believe, that graduated, and then it was a three-year class. So there was actually a three-year high school, and then there was an interesting deal is at one point in that early first 5 years, they decided it was going to be a four-year high school. Mm-hmm. So there was a class that they were seniors 2 years in a row. Because they went from 3 to 4 year high school.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
I'm like,
so
I was in junior high for 9th grade, and then senior high 10th, 11th, and 12th, where I grew up. Interesting, they just added on to the end for them.
Yeah. So you know that's how it used to be here with the junior high. You went to the junior high as a ninth grader.
Yeah.
But then high school was just a three, and that was, I believe, in the 70s, they changed it from 4 back to 3 at some point there. Huh. And then Yeah, but yeah. but it was...
just to keep everybody on their toes.
But I believe they were just doing like a 9, 10, 11, and then they realized that they needed to have a 12th grade. What I think
that was when Flathead got to be so big they couldn't...
and the huge classes. Yeah. I mean, you look at 1,800 kids in that building.
How big were the individual classes? 400?
600.
600.
Yeah, 600. Yeah. 600 plus.
That's when they realized maybe we need another high school. Yeah.
And it was a great choice. I know the community, a lot of discussion about it, but I think it was the right choice to make as far as getting a lot more kids involved in activities and having a little bit smaller, two smaller campuses rather than one ginormous one.
Yeah. Bryce, it's always a great conversation.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show.